morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Well, gentlemen, this is the second Sunday of the Lenten season 2014, and we've been studying a lot about God's creation, God's interaction with that creation, so that God can bring to fruition God's intention for that creation over the past several weeks. It being Lenten season, I mean, most recently we looked at what do we get from the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. And we said that through the cross and the resurrection, Jesus begins a pattern of living for His followers. You remember that?
Yep. Yeah.
And for the rest of them, their listening audience, they're nodding their heads yes. So, well, we want to continue that that little theme there. And so today's scripture lesson is going to come out of the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5. Verses 7 through 10. So would one of you be ever so kind as to read that for us?
Sure.
Thanks, Rob.
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, He offered up prayers and petitions, loud cries and tears to the one who could save Him from death, and He was heard because of His reverent submission. Although He was a son, He learned obedience from what He suffered, and once made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
Very good. Very good. Okay, we briefly touched this the other day, and so now we want to pick up on that little pericope. Initial thoughts, comments, maybe some sharings of what you took notes about previously.
We're becoming part of the advancing the kingdom by being truly human.
Okay, and advancing the kingdom by becoming truly human. That's one of the things we say when Jesus inaugurates the kingdom, as established in Mark chapter 1, that He's really in His life, ministry, death, and resurrection is revealing, inviting us to become genuine, authentic human beings. That Jesus is the truly human one. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. How do you see that relating to this little pericope?
It talks about his loud cries and tears, to God.
Okay, all right, that's a good answer. We probably should put this in a little context. Obviously, the author of Hebrews, those loud cries and tears, we kind of could envision Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. All right, but I don't think it's limited to just that. Okay, and why would I say that? What else is in that scripture that would say that it's more than just that? Although it's obvious that that's what the author's referring to.
He's obedient, also reverently obedient.
Okay, yeah, he's
submission.
He submits and he's obedient. All right, what does the scripture actually say? Can somebody read that? Can you find it?
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
Okay, all right.
Suffering motivation.
Okay, so, although he was a son, so the author's recognizing this is the Son of God, right? He had to learn obedience. All right, sometimes we get caught up thinking, well, this is the Son of God, obedience was a piece of cake for him. But let's also go to the other side. This author is not trying to say that there was a time where he wasn't obedient. Right? That's not what the author means by learning to be obedient. Many of us, not so obedient. we look back in our lives and we say, I haven't really been that obedient.
Obedience to my
So I have to now learn obedience.
Right.
That's not exactly what's being applied to Jesus, although what is being applied to Jesus by the author is applicable to what we're talking about. Okay? So what might the author, in your mind, be trying to describe when the author says, Son of God, learned obedience?
He's humanist.
Okay, and the rest of the sentence says, how does he learn that obedience?
Through suffering.
Okay, suffering. Let's see, Mark, what did you give up for Lent?
I gave up donuts, you know. On a serious note, though, my selfishness, my trying to be more of a servant to those around me.
Okay, well, you know, here in our Life Change Addictions program, well, let me ask you this. Let's just stick with the donuts.
Okay.
Then
you don't get it.
I know, but you ever notice when you want to give something off, I don't care if it's donuts, right? Chocolate, maybe it's TV or something. Any, you know, in your own addiction, when you kind of give up the drug or the drink, don't you seem to crave it more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always, and there's mental, obviously, and physiological components to some of that. But the craving seems to intensify.
Especially when the ones I like, there's more and more of them now.
So Jesus goes out into the wilderness and is tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. So he doesn't have food. I bet he ate before he went. Now, do you think he may have been a lot like you, Mark, in that all of a sudden the absence of food, maybe he thought about that a lot?
Yep.
That maybe the same thing you're going through,
yeah,
he experienced,
yeah,
and by successfully getting through it, right? What did he learn?
Obedience.
That it can be done.
Yeah, yeah. But in doing it, you have to what?
Persevere.
Which Paul says something happens before perseverance.
You gotta submit.
Discipline.
You suffer. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. That's the kind of point I'm trying to make here. That sometimes when we are, even in the smallest things, like giving up donuts for 40 days, right? We might have to do a little suffering. Now, somebody, maybe in the listening audience, or maybe in your own minds, maybe think, well, that just sounds like it's a matter of willpower. Well, there's some truth in that, right? Have you ever successfully gone through a Lenten season or some other times or trials or tribulations or testings and successfully come out on the other side?
No.
Okay, appreciate the honesty there. Yeah, right? Because to some degree, there is a little moral muscle that's developed.
Yeah.
You, next time when you go into the next testing, trial, tribulation, temptation, you're going to feel a little stronger. You're going to have a little more courage to take it on. Right? Now, obviously, we don't really ever do that alone. There's always the presence of the Spirit. There's always the gift of God's grace that accompanies us through that. So we shouldn't be so egotistic to think that we're doing it on our own, just through our own willpower. But let us not negate the fact that it does build. Right? Even Joyce Meyer once said, you know, new level, new devil. So if you overcome one, that's great. And all I did was kind of prepare you for the next one. And when we look at the life of Jesus and his ministry, there are several next ones. So there has to be this relationship between learning obedience through suffering. All right. What are some of the things in Jesus' life, when you think about Jesus' character, that stick out? What kind of guy was he?
Compassionate.
Okay.
Lover.
What else?
Honest.
What else?
Consistent.
Oh, consistent. Okay. What else? For our listening audience, as these gentlemen are barking out these adjectives of Jesus, I'm writing them on the board. What else? That's it?
He was trustworthy. It's true.
Trustworthy. True, gentle, meek, right? Just. Anything else?
Perceptive.
Okay.
Obedience to his father.
Okay. So we can come up with a whole list. We can go on and on, right? But if let's just start with somebody said loving. If we look into the stories, the gospel narratives, and we see Jesus as a loving or even compassionate human being, and we're to say, well, that's what it means to be truly human, what do you think he had to obey and suffer in order to be loving and compassionate? In other words, to reach out to a leper in a compassionate, loving way, did he not have to overcome any type of fear or cooties, right? Fear of cooties, fear of contamination, fear of
people's perception.
Perceptions, his own maybe hatred, right? If we sometimes are like, man, I don't know. You know, it'd be like us today. That person has AIDS. I'm not going near them. All right, and I may even throw some prejudice on there, grounded by my own presuppositions grounded in hatred,
heart.
All these type of things. So,
heart.
So everything we can apply that to this entire list that we put on this board. That somehow or another, that Jesus in each of these that we now see as positive attributes of his character, in a sense, was learned obedience through suffering. In other words, if he's going to say yes to the voice of God, he had to suffer saying no to all the other voices, including the Pharisees, the Sadducees, sometimes even Peter, behind me Satan, his own disciples, his own family, who thought he was crazy. Are you getting the point here?
Yeah.
All right. This pattern of living that we see in the cross and the resurrection, then, I mean, isn't the cross the greatest symbol, the greatest expression of suffering?
Yeah.
And Paul says in Philippians 2 that he's faithful and obedient, including death upon the cross. Right? That while he's hanging on the cross, he is still compassionate because he learned that through suffering and obedience long ago, to where he could look down and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing.
Wasn't regretful either.
Excuse me?
He wasn't regretful? Like, man, I shouldn't have done this?
No, I don't think, yeah, you're right. He was not regretful, right? I would say he's still not regretful. Why? Because, gentlemen, he believes in you. That you, too, through the cross and resurrection, can see the pattern of living that he inaugurated in the way of the kingdom. And we summarize that as really kind of a way of love. I can't be compassionate if I'm selfish. Right? I can't really even be honest if I'm selfish, because if I'm selfish, I'm only going to tell you the truth when the truth benefits me. Right? If I'm not practicing love, I really can't be trustworthy. All these type of things. So whatever the list you come up with, you can see that Jesus throughout his lifetime and in his ministry really is confronted with all these things. Right? And that's what the author of Hebrews means by he learned obedience through his suffering. And so much so that through his lifetime he was now in a position to where even death upon a cross, the ultimate form of suffering, he could still be obedient. Now, the challenging Lenten question, where are we on that same journey? Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, and love be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.